I understand that you want me to translate all of the readings, but I will not. Enough is enough. And of course, if we were angels, as we should be, we could be here all night singing and incensing the candle and the water and everything, and we would not suffer. But unfortunately, both you and I are human beings. And for that matter, we are rather, except for me, of course, lazy human beings. And so therefore, we get tired so easily. So instead of getting tired and falling asleep, we're going to do like the Lord. We're going to rise up. Jesus has risen from the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For 40 days, we could not pronounce that word. Now, we will not stop pronouncing it till next Ash Wednesday. We will sing it again and again because we rejoice in the fact that the eternal Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of Mary, the Immaculate and Holy Mary, he has died as we have suffered with him during the 40 days of Lent, and especially the last few days, when we have read and meditated the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to all four of the evangelists, ending yesterday with what most of us would consider to be the most beautiful one, that of St. John the Evangelist, the beloved disciple. And so we have suffered with the Lord. I hope we have. I hope our hearts and our souls are not so hard and cold and brazen that we do not suffer with Christ, that we do not suffer with Mary. But now that we have suffered with Christ and with Mary, now we rejoice in his resurrection. And of course, this is one of the two or three central and most important dogmas of the Holy Catholic faith. The first is the belief that we have in the Trinity, and that Jesus Christ is the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, become the Son of Man in the womb of the ever-Virgin, the Immaculate Mary. The second is the fact that he was made incarnate. He became man. True God and true man. That is one of the most important of all. And that is what makes sense of everything that we do and of everything that we repeat in our lives in the most sacred liturgy. For though we are not there, we are there. And he is here. And then the third most important dogma of the faith is the resurrection. St. Paul himself tells those who did not believe, if Jesus Christ is not risen from the dead, then nothing that we do makes any sense whatsoever. He has risen from the dead. He who suffered for us in his human body has risen from the dead in his human body. And so tonight, in this holiest of nights, when we repeat, and of course, this liturgy, though long, has been caught short a little bit. There were usually 9 readings, not 4. And it's the history of salvation, beginning with Genesis, with the giving of the law to Moses, with the Exodus, with the prophets, and the predictions of baptism, the baptismal font through which we are reborn anew in water and the Holy Spirit. And then finally, the magnificent Gloria. A Gloria which makes us who are in love with Christ to weep out of joy. And I hope you are in love with Christ. I hope your faith is not so dead not so cold, not so stone brazen. I hope you really, really love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And thus we unite ourselves to Him, as we have united ourselves to the Most Holy Mother during the season of Lent and during the stations and the Stabat Mater on the feast of the Dolorous Mother. So now let us unite ourselves to her. And what is really interesting, she is our teacher. She knew that Jesus was going to rise from the dead. And yet she suffered. And her soul was pierced by a sword. And she wept copious tears. And she held him close to her holy bosom, her immaculate heart, when he was taken down from the cross. One of the most incredibly sorrowful and yet beautiful scenes of our holy Catholic faith. The one which makes you mothers to learn to be like Mary, the mother of God, the mother of the Church. But she knew that he was about to rise. And it was to her, though not in Scripture, that the first visit was made by him. What must have been the feelings in her soul? We must ask her to let those be the same feelings in our soul, that we may love our Lord Jesus Christ with the love of Mary, his most holy mother. And then we will be sure that we will be loving him properly and correctly and unselfishly. It is not what's in it for me. It is what is in it for him. He who is the true Lucifer, the light bearer of heaven and of the earth. I am the light of the world, says the Lord. He has taken over from that unworthy angel that role, that name, that place in the history of salvation. And thus in the Exalted, I chanted several times, he is the Lucifer, the light bearer of God's throne. He is the light. And so tonight, let us rejoice. Let us rejoice because this is the most important night after Christmas, but this is even more important. This is the reason for Christmas. And we will celebrate again in 50 days the wonderful feast of Pentecost, the descent of the Holy Spirit. And we will rejoice with a newborn church, from the fount of baptism, from the blood of Christ, the light, the Lucifer, the gift of his and the Father's Holy Spirit. So let us rejoice tonight. Tonight with him we are reborn by water and baptism and the Holy Spirit. Tonight we are reborn when we receive communion in a reverent and worthy fashion. And tomorrow, three of our young people in this parish will receive their Holy Communion for the very first time, as they have been baptized just a few days ago in the process of conversion and of the wondrous gift of life that Jesus gives us. So tonight, we rejoice. As we proceed with this most holy mystery of the Mass, the sacrifice of Calvary, which is also the sacrifice of the resurrection. For Jesus is not dead, he is alive. Let us unite ourselves to him and to his most holy mother. Let us rejoice with holy joy, with the joy of the children of men. Sicut infantes, as we shall sing next Sunday. We are his children, and those who are baptized in water and the Holy Spirit are his children. And we will be fed by him from the fullness of his love. We will be fed by him with his body and blood, soul and divinity. And we will be sanctified by him with his Holy Spirit. To them, the most holy and blessed Trinity, be praise and honor and worship forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.